The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother.
Fucking holy
you gotta
shit.
Stop.
What up, Trav Nation? What up, Trav Nation?
No.
It's so loud.
I realize now the problem.
What
Travis,
up, Trav Nation?
You guys stop moving so much. You are a wild man with the
what
moving.
What up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Justin and I are like statues.
Yeah.
We're like statues.
Yeah, you're very boring people. I agree.
One fist away. One fist away.
One
That's
fist
me.
Away.
I don't like
just hold your fist right there.
That's
hold
not my
fist
name.
Right here.
Hold it right there.
Wait, can I say your name now?
My name is Griffin McElroy. I'm fucking stone cold not moving this
stone
entire
Stone cold Steve Austin,
55.
Griffin McElroy.
I'm stone cold Steve Austin. If I drank one beer as fast as Mr. Cold does, I would go into cardiac arrest and I would die. I would die.
I have a really topical and important question for you. Do you guys ever think about how in The Matrix,
oh, cool,
when Mr. Morpheus is like, hey, do you want to take this red pill and like wake up, or blue pill and stay asleep? That's basically like NyQuil and DayQuil.
I guess it is. That's always been my question, Travis. Everybody sees that and they're like, it's a symbol. The red pill is like, fuck the system. Blue pill is like, I want to eat that good Joey Pants steak for the rest of eternity. But what I'm asking is, what is this medicine that this stranger is giving me? Because it's going to do, it's not
I
just
have to
color.
Drive home after this. Is it going to impede that?
Yeah. Also, I took some Benadryl earlier. Is there going to be an interaction between these drugs? I don't think Mr. Morpheus knows the answer to that fucking question.
100%.
It would have been great if Neo had been like, I'll take the red pill. And do you have any applesauce to help me? I'm not really good.
That's cool.
Can you put it in some peanut butter for me?
I'm not good at swallowing pills. It's a whole
gotta
thing.
Gotta be a chewable form,
if you,
right?
If you you're have like, it like a, maybe like I could drink it and then have a lollipop afterwards to cover the taste.
Yeah, sure.
Can I tell you guys a story?
Can I tell you a story? Love stories.
My cat fell off the balcony. She's okay. That's important.
For the red, white, and blue America. Is it like
no,
a
No, it's more like we saw the cat out on the porch, and then we noticed the cat wasn't around, and then we found the cat outside in the backyard.
So it wasn't like
we weren't
cute,
there.
Kitty
we didn't
fails.
See it. No, it was just the cat, and she was absolutely freaked out.
Because the internet loves kitty cat fails.
And nothing no, made her fall, because if I was a cat and I just fell for no reason, oh my God.
Are you kidding?
How I show my face at the kitty cat meeting?
I know. So we checked her out, and neither of us are vets, and I just kind of felt like Sydney should be the one making the calls, though. She's a doctor.
You touch for bones? That's sort of my go-to, is the animal injured thing is like, let me try and touch for bones real quick.
She just
and it's feel like bones to me. I think this thing's
with
good.
My dogs, it ends up being like, I don't know, they're eating a lot of the time. Like, that's the like,
yeah,
I mean,
sure,
they're
sure.
eating.
So, as I was getting into bed, I had equipped all five of my sleep talismans. I was way over my load limit. I wasn't getting out of bed.
You locked them into your sleep gauntlet.
I was locked in, and then as I'm like, The sweet angel is coming to take me, the Sandman. I hear Sydney say, I'm just going to stay up for a couple more hours to make sure she's okay. He's like, okay, I'm going to the vet. We're going to
get
the
24-hour. Get off the talismans. No way.
So
yeah.
I unequip all of them. I go to the 24-hour vet that is, I kid you not, at a mile past Camden Park. To give you an idea of how deep in Cerrito we're
in
the CK we are. And I'm driving past it at 1 o'clock in the morning. So I take the kitty, get her all checked out. The kitty cat is fine. She was in a bad mood, but she had no damage. All's well. It gets to be 3 a.m., guys, and I'm fried out of my mind here. I'm not even tired anymore. It's that thing your body does where it's like, I don't know. What do you want from me? Good, right. Bad, sleepy, angry? I've got it all. What do you want?
If your body's awake at 3 a.m., usually it's coming from like a primal survival. You're up at 3 a.m. because the tigers are back.
Right.
And you need to be fucking ready at any moment.
It's a feeling you don't normally have since you're a baby, and it's called super tired. And it's where you're so tired, you're upset, and you're too upset to go to sleep.
So it occurs to me as I'm like leaving the vet, that like, man, I really want a Yoo-Hoo and a Reese cup right now a lot to treat myself.
That's a really specific.
I know. That was a Speedway across the street, I think, informed a good amount of this. So I go over the Speedway across the street and I'm like, well, dang, I can't leave my dang cat car. It's 3 a.m. and I'm in Cerrito Canova. So I bring
and
the
you
cat.
You were afraid someone would break in and steal the cat?
I don't know. I just, you know, and we had a harrowing adventure, okay? I didn't want to be away from her. She had a tough night. So I was like, all right, I'm going to bring it in. And the lady behind the counter, I felt the need to justify my presence because it was so late. Even though they're open, like, you're not supposed to go there, right? You're not supposed to go there that late. So I felt the need. So I explained to her what happened. And she said, that is terrible. I know just with that light, what that's like. I've been having trouble with my pets lately. And she said, my scorpion keeps getting stuck in his water dish.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Is that a big problem? She said, yeah, it's a huge problem. And I just kind of stood there because it's 3 a.m. I'm like, how is this a fucking conversation? And then I start thinking, I remember having the thought, should I be awake at 3 a.m. more? Because this stuff just popping off out here.
Like, are cool you shit you don't certain, in the rest of the time. Yeah.
Are you certain you were awake, J-Man? Because that does not sound like.
I know.
Because I don't know a lot about scorpion care.
I know I was awake. You don't want to know how I know?
How?
Because as we were kind of laughing about what it's like to have a pet, and I'm going out the door, she says, I still have to remind my husband. Every day I have to say, make sure you keep Sub-Zero out of his water bowl.
That's good. Now, this does actually sound more dreamlike.
No, I wish I could come up with something that good in a dream. Are you kidding me? No.
Yeah.
The woman has a scorpion named Sub-Zero.
Which is amazing.
Great.
That's powerful.
She should get a Pulitzer.
Isn't that great?
Here's the thing. I don't know much about scorpion care, but how big does a scorpion water dish need to be? Scorpions, already pretty small, desert creatures, from what I understand, they don't need to be able to swim laps in there.
I guess they just like to swim around. I don't know.
And may I pause it?
They don't know, Justin. I'm sorry. They don't like to swim around. They get on the backs of frogs or turtles, depending on which version of the story you hear.
In fable.
Very canny. I think if an animal continuously gets stuck in its own water dish, it no longer qualifies for pet status. Like, there's some animals that just like can't be, but you can't have a worm pet because it's like, what are you going to do with that? There's a lot of people who use those to catch other pets.
You're dancing on a razor's edge of getting yelled at on the internet. Well, you're not on the internet, so you're probably fine.
I'm invincible. Scorpion heads, like, come on. I think scorpions are fucking cool. Like, that's rad.
Yeah, obviously.
I think, though, if they keep on getting stuck in the old ding-dang water dish and you have to fish them out of there, I think that gets shunted off the pet list, I think, at that point.
I do think that if I was, I don't think a scorpion's an apex predator, but it's a pretty badass animal who's out there scaring other animals away. And then you were like, so I'm going to take you now and put you in this box by yourself where the only animal you can scare is you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, no, now I'm trapped in here with my thoughts. Usually I'm out there scaring other animals, and now I'm thinking about mortality. Let me out.
Stepped on one once, accidentally, didn't do it on purpose. He stepped on it, and it hurt my foot, but good. I was at a swimming pool. I just moved to Texas. I was like, is this how it's going to be here? And it didn't happen again. But no adverse effects to speak of whatsoever. I'm stronger than scorpion venom.
My friend Megan, who's a barber at the place I get my hair cut, and we done theater and stuff. First time I ever met her, she said, I was on the news once because I found a scorpion at Walmart. That's her icebreaker. They did a news story because you found a scorpion at Walmart.
Pretty good.
That's cool.
It's pretty good. It's a good
story. What's he do? What's he doing there though?
The scorpion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, probably looking for value, I guess.
I guess so. I didn't have a joke there.
No, I'm trying to figure out how to tie it back to the Matrix, like the scorpion like took the red pill and woke up, but he was like, it's all Walmart. Do you guys want to do the show or?
Yeah, but that's him.
I'm a supervisor at a small local amusement park. My job, it's a cool job. I manage to manage stuff and general park duties. Like
manage staff.
Manage staff, not manage stuff. That makes a lot more sense. Manage staff and general park duties like running rides. Occasionally, I play games in our arcade during my breaks. I have racked up quite a few hard-earned tickets in my time working there, but usually I only redeem them for small pieces of candy. Recently, we received a few new items for the prize wall, including a Primo Sonic skateboard that I really like. It's been sitting in the back for 2 months now. Brothers, how do I heist this wicked skateboard without tipping off upper management? And that is, P.S., I don't know how to skateboard yet. The skateboard swindler in Frederick, Maryland. Now, this is an interesting question you've chosen to include here, Travis, because this person is talking about theft from the workplace.
Now, hold on.
Shrink? We want to use the PC term, shrink?
There's shrinkage happening. No, I think they're talking about buying the skateboard with their million tickets that they have.
Yeah, no, 100% that they've earned.
I didn't think it was, going to steal. I mean, heist. Why include all this shit about tickets, though?
Okay, now, wait a minute. I know why. Okay. They get free plays.
Yeah.
Because they work in the arcade.
Uh-huh.
So they have can generate infinite ticket profit with no money going into the coffers. So this person is saying, is there a difference between... Just going back to the shelves and picking up a roll of tickets and then going out to the counter and slapping it down saying, here, give me my skateboard.
Well, now, hold on, Justin. Yes. I understand what you're saying and you ain't wrong, but there is a difference. They've earned now through perhaps maybe not the most licit, which is the opposite of illicit in my mind, the most licit of means. They've maybe pressed the button that they have a key to open to get a free game on the thing. But then... if they've racked up a lot of tokens, they have some kind of skill at these games.
Not necessarily. That doesn't make any sense because you can play Wonder Wheel 100,000 times and it's going to crap out 4 tickets every time because thank you for the money, right? Can I clarify? I am not passing judgment on questions.
No, steal from every place you work at. Steal. You're not.
I'm just trying to zoom in on what the actual question is.
Right.
Here's what you're going to do. Obtained in a way that would make you ashamed to carve the sidewalk with your best friend Sonic.
You're talking about, are you going to get in trouble? Do you have plausible deniability is what you're asking me, right? Yeah. Because that's what you're saying. Because if you came in, put a dollar in the machine, got tokens out, put tokens in the machine, earn enough tickets, use those tickets to get the thing, there's no issue, right?
Yeah, right.
So, here's what you're going to do. At the end of the night, you're locking up. You take down the skateboard. You take it home. Next morning, you come back. You bring the skateboard back. You put it back on the wall. It's there the day. This is class pet situation. You're taking the Sonic home to take care of him. You don't want to leave Sonic there by himself. He's got to get so hungry for rings and chaos gems and whatnot.
And now the only issue with that, Travis, is when I snap that motherfucker on that 22-step rail outside the public library.
Yeah.
When I fucking 50-50 nose grind it and blow my fucking nards with my boys Dougie and Stinky Wheel watching me, I can't bring it back in 2 pieces, Travis. I fucked up the thing on the library steps.
If you were an employer and you saw your employee zoom up to the front door and they pop an ollie and then do the cool thing where they pick up the skateboard without, you know what I mean? Without
the only way to carry it over the shoulder, a fireman. Sort of
And you're like, dang, that's cool. Where did you get that? Would you rather the employee spend you a grand tale of how they played this one game over and over again until they earn enough tickets? I mean, ostensibly on free time, one hopes, but probably not, right? Would you rather hear that whole story, or would you rather they say, yeah, it was in the back for 2 months and I just took it because I wanted it. And I didn't think anybody would notice or care.
And you did.
Fair play. Tell me the cash value. And I'm happy to receive. I thought this would be fine. I've demonstrated the product.
And if we're being honest, cash value, probably like $12.
Especially now, I've fucking grinded this thing down to the bottom.
Are you telling me that at this amusement park arcade, this parkade, there's one skateboard prize? You got one of them and said, that's plenty.
It's a small local amusement park, Travis.
Yeah, well, how many skateboards do you want them to have? What an insane thing to even say, Travis. Like, what an absolutely unhit. Like, why do they have so few skateboard prizes?
Well, because they, I would assume, have multiples of other prizes.
It's a bulk industry. If I ran an arcade, if I ran an arcade, first of all, your ass would be on the street.
You're out day one, by the
You're
way.
You're fucking done.
You should steal from your employer unless they're us, in which case you're going down.
I think that if you come to me, though, and you've broken that sacred tenet
of Sonic Skateboard
from fucking Tony Scarface to get high on your own supply, then I find out you stole a skateboard. That's not great. If I find out that you've just been playing arcade games for free and getting tickets out of the machines and then getting the skateboard that way, I think I'm going to be angrier. At that point, we've lost time. We've lost resources. We've lost
what
tickets.
What else are they supposed to be doing? No, I got to zoom in here, Griffin. They've cleaned
Running
everything.
Running rides and managing staff.
That's a lot. That's a full day.
That's a pretty full plate, I'd say.
Now, yeah. I would have to assume that question asker is not leaving rides running with people on them or abandoning staff what needs management.
You don't know that, though. Why you don't are you know assuming that? They may be a real stinker. You don't know.
So you are passing judgment.
No, in this one sense, I might. Here's the thing. It's not stealing because the tickets have no cash value. This is what I'm saying. If
That's
the tickets have no value and you take a skateboard for yourself to enjoy,
yeah,
and then someone's like, you didn't pay for that, and you're like, I can't, yeah, I just wanted it, so
with
I took
what?
It
Take
with
it?
What how much are okay how much money will you give me for these tickets? Nothing. They're not valuable. Okay, so then the skateboard has no value.
Yeah,
I cannot
right.
be stealing
it's
from
free,
you
everything
no
here's
value.
Free
Everything's free. Take anything you want. If
what's
it's a
the value of money, Justin, when you really think about it, it's just piece of paper. I mean, you're going to trade it in for gold hunks?
Yes.
Hey, Justin, I've got a pill for you here I want you to take and open your eyes. It's vitamin C. You're just looking a little, skurvish.
I think depending on your age, there's an easier answer to all of this, which is get the skateboard down and stand on it. Because every skateboard experience I've had as an adult, I'll say past the age of 28, goes like, oh, fucking cool skateboard. Let me hop on that. And I get on it and it immediately shifts underneath me. And I'm like, oh, no.
Don't know how. Mm-mm.
No, I'll fall on this and I might die. I might get very, very hurt. So that could be the solution for you to just shatter your skateboard dreams in one fell swoop.
This is actually just if somebody else wants to take this, a money making idea that I had, more of a service, really, where you're going to set up like a building, maybe a warehouse kind of thing with different stations set up. And each station is equipped with the like makings of a hobby to let like neurodivergent people who have convinced themselves that their life will be better if they get better at pottery or whatever. It's like, okay, yeah, don't go buy all the stuff. Come here, try it for, let's be honest, an hour and be like, oh, actually, fuck this. I hate this so much.
An hour is a lot. For a skateboard, again, I
can't
would need
commit to that long.
This is what I'm saying, right? Because my daughter wants to learn to skateboard, but I know that she doesn't. She likes the idea of knowing how to skateboard. And the idea of buying a skateboard for her to do that with and then just using it, I guess, as a furniture dolly from then on, out of the question.
How about another question?
I want it.
I really want to jump rope. I live on the sixth floor, so I can't jump in my apartment because of my neighbors. I can't go to the roof because it has caved in on us before from very poor repairs. We have a courtyard, but no one uses it. It is pure concrete. Mostly, I just see vermin there. Plus, I would super be on display for the whole building, and I'm really bad at jumping rope so far. I'm not near any large green space, and I want this to be as accessible to me as possible. Brothers, where do I peacefully jump rope without disturbing others or being on display? That's from Genuinely Jumpy Jumper in BK. Brooklyn, presumably. Or British Heights.
Imagine any of you are at a public park,
mm-hmm.
and you walk by someone who's jumping rope, and they're not doing a very good job at it.
Mm.
What do you do in that situation?
Look away as fast as possible.
Keep on walking.
No, look away. What? Look away as fast as possible.
Look away as fast as you possibly can. Because Travis, did you say you watch?
I'm embarrassed to have been watching them, so I look away as fast as possible.
I wish I would do that, but I would find something to do nearby and get them right in the old periph. And I am like, what the fuck? Why are they?
Why are they bad at jump roping?
No, are they so committed to this?
That's an insane answer.
That's a
Travis.
Wild answer, Travis.
It's a wild
away.
And a wild away. And insane. And can I say a lie? I don't think you'd actually do that. I think you're doing it. I think you're saying that for the Vine. I don't think there's any fucking reality where you see someone being bad at jump roping.
And first of all, it mandates that you have noticed another person. So that's already like a big
It felt
problem.
Like you took this wild contrarian position that no human. No, I was
I'll
trying
tell
to make
you
the
what
point.
Happened.
I was trying to make the point that if you're walking in the park, you see someone bad at jump roping, you fucking leave. But you were like, I'd watch them and fucking jack it, baby. Like,
whoa. Nobody said I'd jack it.
Why would you fucking do that? You wouldn't
now,
do
here's
that.
Here's what
There's
happened.
No
let
way
me tell you,
do
Griffin.
That.
Griffin, let me tell you what happened. My brain started to spin up another idea. Before
okay,
you asked
so
the question.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
So you were going to spin up another idea. So your top men were on that. So you left responding to Griffin to some of your junior associates.
No, there was more if there was an image crossover of in my okay. mind, like if you show up and you're like kitted out, like you're in training
yeah.
for something and you start jump roping.
Okay, so,
and then I'm picturing somebody kitted out like boombox playing Eye of the Tiger or the jump rope equivalent.
Yeah.
Training
now
from nothing to expert.
Yes. If someone is at the park and they have a boombox and they're wearing a fucking jump rope for heart shirt and they have the headbands and they keep screaming like, God damn, I can't wait to jump over this fucking rope. And then they get out there like, thwip, fomp, thwimpity, fomp.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be curious about that,
that
Travis.
Might
but
you,
that
might be a play at that point.
You put so much imaginary English on the ball that you, I just need to warn you from the outside perspective of your own mind, it was a patently like bonkers thing to say.
Yes, but that's what I was picturing when you asked me, and
I
had to walk
that
back to then just picturing a regular person pull a regular jump up out of their regular pocket and start jump roping and me sitting up a lawn chair to peep it.
Yeah, no, you see it now.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Right. Okay, cool.
But I will say, to get back to, you have that shared space, first of all, you're going to clean that baby up. You're going to get some mats in there, that courtyard. And the other people in your building are going to notice. But it's going to become inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see you. And at first, they might laugh. They might, laugh behind their hands at you. But pretty soon, they're going to see
Who's
you becoming like triple Dutch or whatever. And they're like, oh, my God. And now you've inspired them to get that graduate degree that they've been talking about. You've inspired them to make amends with their estranged wife.
Now,
be the change.
Luckily, Travis has talked so much garbage for so long that I have been able to formulate a foolproof solution.
Oh, thank God.
To your problem, question asker. So thank you so much for that. you guys ready?
Travis is spraying water into his mouth from a. Yeah. Okay, so that's cool.
Huh.
So it's fixed. So that's the problem.
No, you have to describe it. This is an audio.
You guys describe it. I think I've already done enough.
Justin
work
has
here.
Posted a what looks like a marketing image for a product that is for babies, and it's one of those baby jumpers.
It's a Johnny jump
sort of,
up.
Johnny jump up,
and you like string it up in your door frame, and then the baby sits in it like a big diaper for goofballs, and you jump up and down.
And it's elastic.
Like that.
It's elastic.
And it's elastic.
Now, but here's the
so
thing, J-Man.
Now,
I'm
so
100 pounds of pure
idea.
American steel.
Will you finish the good version of it before you start trying to pick it apart?
No.
You're saying that your feet make no noise on the ground with this Johnny jump up catching you just gently.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
And you are getting incredible jumps too.
Yes.
Yeah.
The best jumps of your career.
But then you show up at the Jump Rope for Heart Invitational 2024 and you're like, what's up, motherfuckers? I hope you're ready to get squished. And then you're like, dip, 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 dip. You can barely get your feet up off the ground because you're so used to the assistant.
I just need a door frame, coach.
You need a door frame and a Johnny Jump Up. That's legal, right?
I'm 200 pounds of Tonka Tough Steel. And yeah, if I tried this in a building where, if I can remind you, Justin, they can't go up on the rooftop terrace because it's caved in on them multiple times. Where exactly in this building do you think I am hooking up a Johnny Jump Up strong enough?
You got to go to the, well, Trav, you should know the answer to this question is you got to go into the joists. If you have not secured this, secured this thing into the joists, maybe with a little nice lag bolt, get it up in the joists, then you're going to have a secure, fun time.
I will say, this is the second question in a row, in Brooklyn and Frederick, Maryland, not like crazy far away. There's an opportunity here, I think, to get this person in the door of Travis's hobby attempting storage facility.
Yes.
Each unit is just a little private space for you to go and try out jump roping for a half of an hour. There's maybe we have the stuff in there for you ready, and you try for a half hour, and you might not like it, and then you won't have to worry about where you won't do it anymore. And this
can I tell you, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be big hobbies. Recently, I was with my daughter somewhere where there were hula hoops, and they were like, how do you hula hoop? And I was like, oh, let me show you. And the speed at which I realized I am both bad at hula hooping and hate it.
Yeah.
Seconds.
Mm-hmm. Instant. Seconds. It's one of those there's so many things. We realized it when we did our roller skating episode of Mabim Bam. I got on roller skates and I was like, why am I? No. There's so many things like that. Why doesn't this type of thing exist where you can just show it to a building and it's like, we've got 100 hobbies for you to try and you get to pick which one sounds good? It's like the funnest version of college that we've imagined. It only takes an hour.
That's,
and it costs
$50. Get it out of your system, it's called.
But then it was my idea.
No, but I took it and I made it so much more bold.
We got a problem.
What's that?
We got a problem. I talked to some of the guys in the lab and it's tough. The first batch of Jonathan Jump Ups have come back and they have been returned 100%. According to this, 100% have been returned.
Oh,
I think there was a design flaw that we didn't notice in hindsight.
Yeah.
And that is that if you are suspended from ropes that are attached to the ceiling, the very, 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 very first time you try to make a rope go around your whole body, you will find their path interrupted, rope interrupted, by the Johnny Jump Up itself. So it would be impossible. That's what we discovered from our early consumer feedback.
I've solved it. Jonathan Jump Up 2, Series 2, you're suspended from a bouncy spring on the bottom.
Yeah,
fixed.
I think we'll still run into a similar issue. The other issue that I've heard
from the sides.
That is going to be the same problem times two. I think the bigger issue
in
the Jonathan Jump Up issue for me, Justin, is that we didn't differentiate it at all from the Johnny Jump Up product. So a lot of people did buy them on Amazon and put their babies in them and shot them out of the window like an Angry Birds.
Well, Griffin, every
because the
product,
springs are so much stronger for this 200-pound body.
Every launch is going to have its share of glitches, and we are so excited.
Yeah, and launching those babies out the window had glitches to spare.
We know that a lot of you have heard a lot of things about Jonathan Jump Up in the past few weeks, and I promise that we are going to set the story straight in the coming days and weeks. But thank you to all of our team members for being a part of this incredible adventure.
Hey, did you guys see that NoTap apology from Jonathan Jump Up?
Yeah.
It was really weird.
We're so sorry to be parting ways with the entirety of the company, but we are excited about the future if we can get this one issue fixed.
Yeah. Should we go to the menu zone?
I think so, yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, we should. Come on, let's go.
It's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trav Nation. That's right, it's me. I've taken over the bodies of Justin and Griffin, and so now all three will be my voice. And the three of us are going to tell you about Stamps.com. Yeah, that's right, Travis. We're talking about Stamps.com. Do you have stuff to ship? Yeah, I do, Griffin. Okay, cool. Can I finish the... Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. So when you're making decisions for your company, you're always looking for no-brainers. Yeah, kind of like Justin. Travis, let's not Cool. Okay. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the obvious choice for a reason. You can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go with the Stamps.com mobile app. All you need is a computer and printer, right, Travis? That's right, Griffin. They even send you a free scale. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Get rates you can't find anywhere else. Like what, Justin? Oh, like up to 89% off USPS and UPS? Wow, that's amazing. So make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER. Okay, I've pulled myself back into just one person here. I enjoy this a lot more. It makes a lot more sense. So warmer and sunnier days are calling. And listen, you don't want to have to spend a lot of time prepping your meals and make a mess everywhere. That's why you're gonna do Factor, right? They're ready to eat in just 2 minutes, so you have so much more time for your summer activities, for spending time with friends, whatever you need to do. And with 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Don't you want a delicious day? Don't you want a delicious day? Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. This stuff is yummy in your tummy. Take it from me, a man who knows both about yummy in your tummy and Factor meals. So when the Factor meal goes in your tummy, it'll make a yummy feeling in there. Take it from me, Travis McRoy. Head to factormeals.com/brother50 and use code brother50, that's brother50, to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code brother50 at factormeals.com/brother50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Soundheap with John Luke Roberts is a real podcast made up of fake podcasts. Like, if you had a cupboard in your lower back, what would you keep in it?
So I'm going to say mugs.
A little yogurt and a spoon.
A small handkerchief that was given to me by my grandmother on her deathbed.
Maybe some spare honey.
I'd keep batteries in it. I'd pretend to be a toy.
If I had a cupboard in my lower back, I'd probably fill it with spines.
If you had a cupboard in your lower back, what would you keep in it? Doesn't exist. We made it up for Soundheap with John Luke Roberts, an award-winning comedy podcast from Maximum Fun, made up of hundreds of stupid podcasts. Listen and subscribe to Soundheap with John Luke Roberts now.
Oh my gosh, hi, it's me, Dave Holmes, host of the pop culture game show Troubled Waters. On Troubled Waters, we play a whole host of games, like one where I describe a show using a limerick, and our guests have to figure out what it is. Let's do one right now. What show am I talking about? This podcast has game after game and brilliant guests who come play him. The host is named Dave. It could be your fave, so try it. Life won't be the same.
Big Business starring Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin.
Close, but no.
Oh, is it Troubled Waters, the pop culture quiz show with all your favorite comedians?
Yes, Troubled Waters is the answer
to this question and all of my life's problems.
Now, legally, we actually can't guarantee that, but you can find it on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me and my mom recently bought a bird feeder. The seeds are supposed to be a favorite of a lot of different species, yet I haven't seen anything. Is there a way I can create buzz for the birds and get some good press going? How can I get birds to chow down on our patio? I just want to see a damn mourning dove, but a chickadee will be just fine.
Yeah, man.
That's from Gia is birdless in Illinois.
Yelp. Get a good Yelp review from some birds.
Hey, I got
one. Yeah.
You know, nobody's using Twitter, no? You could just call it that.
That's true, and it'd be good because of birds.
Yeah, if I had fucking said that, Griffin would have been so far up my ass if I'm like, they could tweet about it. And Griffin
well,
would be like,
that's no. He's already pretty mad.
No, that would have been a kick-ass joke that made sense in the context of the question.
We're really getting Sorry. Back to brass tacks this episode.
We're really, I mean, maybe it's good to reset every day.
Just to set what the new limits are.
You can put up as much bird seed in your yard as you want. Birds, and by birds, I mean all wild animals, are fucking on to us. Like, they know how we do when we want something from them. Usually, they're delicious, incredible meat. And so birds aren't going to be... Now, if you could guarantee that this is a cat-free zone, if you could make the zone inhospitable to cats, then I think birds would be... What's that?
A moat? Around the bird feeder.
Yeah, big fence even. No, cats can climb.
Yeah, cats can climb. Here's the problem. Is it's not just the eating of it, right? Imagine, Griffin, you walk up to a table, and there's a yummy burger, the most delicious looking burger you've ever seen. You're like, burger for me. And you sit down, and then next to you, a giant set of blinds open up, and a giant eyeball's like,
Yeah, it sucks. Like,
he's going to eat it. Look at him, honey. Honey!
Yeah.
He's going to eat the burger.
Well, I have to imagine that their setup doesn't involve them being fucking right next to the bird feeder, just fucking licking
their
lips.
Why would that be what you imagine?
One thing you could try is you could just stand. Okay, the seeds are good. We love the seeds. That's not the problem. Yeah. The problem is getting the word out about the seeds. So I think you stand near the bird feeder, and then you just get big handfuls of it, and then you just cast big handfuls and say, "We got this shit for days. Come get it." And then you throw it far away. It's like advertising. So you just keep chucking the seeds far, and people are like, "What is up with that, dude?" Now that's important. You can only do that once, because if you do it every day, birds would be like, "That house is not worth it."
No, no way. God protests too much.
Yeah, I don't like the vibes of this house. But I think you get a few birds in at like a base level, like our sort of like associate diamond bedrock members, and you get them in, and you say, tell the other birds, and they could end up being like a gold level bird or
membership cards.
Get the sexiest birds on the block.
Flamingos.
Like, that would do it for me.
Hard to get. I mean, here's the thing.
It's a big gap.
I'm saying some fucking chickadees, some cardinals, a blue jay sees a flamingo, popping up
there
to my Ohio bird feeder.
Frick, that's good, Trav. That would actually be huge for word of mouth.
Yeah.
Is that why people have like fake flamingos?
That must be
yard.
So other birds are like, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, must be a cool yard. Got flamingos there?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Is that the golden eagle from The Rescuers Down Under? The scale of which Travis has never quite determined if that's a real bird or not? Fuck,
no
man, that's awesome.
The
a kid flies on it.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah,
in Rescuers Down Under, a kid flies on that fucking bird. Is that bird a real bird?
No,
Australia, do you have a bird big enough for a child to ride on it?
I don't think there's a bird. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there's no bird that can carry a kid. No way.
Why are you doing on the limb? If birds can't catch us, Griffin, I wouldn't be out on limbs. You don't
have
any backup plan.
I don't want to be out here.
They're not going to swoop down and save you. I think that's a problem.
What's Brenda Fricker's secret? Because she's got birds for fucking days, and she doesn't seem to be doing much else than scattering food about and having a kind of chill vibe.
Well, she's in a place where the birds are wicked stupid.
Before you talk about Brenda Fricker, and I know legally speaking we do need to discuss Brenda Fricker, I would like to tell you about a flamingo joke that I wrote and I didn't get to say, and I would like to
just
say
now.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Thank you. Here it goes. You have to pretend like we were still talking about how people go to places, like birds go to places where they see flamingos.
Okay.
They're like the original.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Because they're like the original influencers.
Damn, you're about to fucking bust it.
this one's good. I've got to thank the Most High on this one, because I feel like this is not for me. Here we go.
Okay.
Sometimes I just open my mouth and out it comes. So here we go. You know why flamingos are that color?
Why?
Why?
Because of all the Starbucks pink drinks that they have consumed.
I'm bussing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. It's not, you were expecting me to say shrimp. Admit it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I was thinking shrimp.
But I didn't. Not on that time.
You did Starbucks pink drink instead.
Starbucks pink drink.
It used to be a thing that was very popular.
Okay.
Now you can
have to imagine we were still talking about how flamingos are the sexy birds that are like the cool VIPs at the club that the other birds want to come by, and that also the Starbucks pink drink was.
Yeah.
Are there any other sort of like reality shifts that you want to do to make this joke hit like
just
as
like
hard
a as parameter part? Change?
Because as long as we're doing this, like we could do any, like we could make it so that like in general humor is funnier, or like bird humor is like really, really super hot right
now. Yeah, imagine. And flamingos can do like selfies.
I'm just saying I liked it better when Griffin was being mean to Travis.
Well, I guess, Justin, for me, what happens to a Brenda Fricker conversation deferred? Because I'll tell you, it spoils. Now you've ruined. Imagine. All right, now imagine we're still talking about Brenda Fricker.
We can't have asterisks. We can't have footnotes that return.
We've never done a sort of 1-2-step version of this podcast before where we do a punchline and then a punchline and then a joke setup.
Choose
and then
your
a punchline
adventure
to the
kind
previous.
Of thing. Like just turn to yeah. whichever one you like.
Hey, if you want to hear more about Brenda Fricker, jump to minute 57. We got something special waiting for you there.
That is a good idea, though. I think you could do that. It would be like those old VHS board games. Like, just fast forward until you see the purple triangle. You know that that's the right...
You know, we're talking about Brandon Fricker.
Did you say Brandon Fricker?
I'm thinking about Brandon Fraser.
What's up? I'm the cool Brenda Fricker, Brandon Fricker. Still got the bird stuff going on.
But these are all bald eagles.
Squealy!
Just side note question asker, you don't want this. I made this mistake. I made my house a bird feeder zone. And now sometimes I go out to fill the bird feeders and I can hear birds in trees surrounding my home start to make noise.
No way.
Yes. They see the feeding happening and you start to hear and trees around me. It's not as fun as you might think to be tippy-hedron in that circumstance.
We could do a WikiHow from the wizard.
Sure, I'd love that.
Sure. Elizabeth sent this in. Thank you, Elizabeth. It's how to make a clean comeback. Do you hate it when people insult you and want to give them a nice, smooth comeback? Then forget the your mom and your face rants and follow these steps. Ask them, is that all you got? Hold on. Wait. Before we even get into it, this is the description of the WikiHow article. Before we even get into the steps, they've kind of already told you sort of a good way of dealing with it.
Yeah, you've got to get out early on this one.
A preview of how good it's going to be. Step one, be relaxed as usual. That doesn't describe my...
No, not my stasis. No, that's not me at the
Which
median.
One is it? Be relaxed or be my usual?
One of the two. If you get angered when someone insults you, you somehow automatically lose your nerves. So listen carefully to their insult and it'll come to you easier. That's cool immersion therapy. Really, when someone is insulting you and you can feel a good blast, a good fucking salt burn coming right at you, sit there and really fucking pay attention. Like really,
and
really,
keep your
really
grades
dial
up.
In. Keep your grades up and listen as hard as you can to these insults.
I've reached a point now in my life, and I don't mean this to brag, but when someone is actually like, trying to insult me, like trying to start a fight with me, my like number one response is confusion. Mm. Like they'll say it, and I'm like, okay,
what do you mean by that?
Okay, what's happening? What is it? Happened recently. I was at a convention, and I was hanging out with I'm going to name drop here a little bit, Matt Mercer and Marisha Ray.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And we were at a tiki bar, and
one of them insult you?
Yeah.
Because I'll fucking go.
Marisha Ray, no, they're both very, very kind. But a drunk man he slammed his heel down on my foot and then said, are you trying to trip me? And I said, oh, no, you accidentally stepped on my foot. It's okay. And I watched his energy become so...
Do you think he was trying to fight you?
He was trying to fight.
Nice. Nice.
And I was just like, oh, it's fine. Yeah, he used to have my foot. Don't worry about it. And he was like,
I mean, that's got to be.
Okay. He just walked away.
I want to make the rest of the show about this trip.
Oh, okay.
I don't like, no one's ever picked me to fight before. And like, I don't know what it is about the energy I give off versus the energy you give off that someone sees you and is like,
you
hey,
don't.
Yeah,
I'd love to fight.
Griffin, you do.
You do. You see it, right, Griff?
The energy that Travis has that is fightable.
I'm 200 pounds of talking tough steel, Griffin.
Versus your energy, Griffin. I'm talking about the...
You're Colin from Secret Garden. You're Colin from Secret Garden energy.
Yeah. He's a cool kid.
This is great because now Justin and I can make fun of you. And it's all
Everybody
coming around.
A turn.
Yeah, and how's that feeling right now?
Feeling bad. Great.
Bad for me. I don't like
Look
it,
how
Griff.
Little and withered up I am, Trav. I can't believe you'd say that.
It is time to stand up according to your Apple Watch, though. So if you want to do that, you're almost done.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Trav.
You're welcome, Griffin. I'm seeing how free.
He's just standing.
You got to move around, too, so it registers. You can't just stand there. It doesn't know.
What?
I think you have to move around, too.
This is like the old days of recording. I can't see Griffin's face. I can just hear his voice.
You're seeing the good stuff, though.
Yeah.
The torso.
Wait, are we wearing the same kind of pants? Hold on.
Step two, don't overdo it. I mean, you know, I got those Chubbies 5.5 inches on, so is that what you're working
well,
with?
Well, no, mine's like a tan denim.
No, I'm not wearing tan denim. I'm wearing my 5.5er chubbies.
Oh, you have shorts. Okay, mine are long.
Yeah, I'm going to have shorts on. It's 90 degrees outside.
Okay, I'm inside.
I left my keys up here. Earth. Now we're all
seven. Step two, don't overdo it. If you say something so complex and outrageous, no one will be impressed. Try to avoid saying and All comebacks should flow perfectly. Try to avoid stuttering as well.
We're setting again. Did we mention that? Because
we're all panting pretty heavily into the microphone. So I think that people understand that a change has occurred.
Okay. I think someone makes fun. Okay, try this one. Griffin, say something like you're making fun of me. It could be whatever.
You've don't had make so it, many opportunities,
Don't
Travis.
Make it real, please.
Don't make it real?
No, you can. Okay. Good luck finding something.
I didn't laugh. I stepped on a sound effect. I'm sorry.
Cool butt, dickhead.
Sounds like you're really hurting.
I left.
That's.
I got what I needed out of that interaction. Yeah. Like, I don't need more than that.
Travis, yeah, Travis, here's what happened there. I'll just give you the scorecard. Griffin made you look foolish and small.
Okay, try it again.
You agreed with him.
Try it again.
Hey, dickhead, cool butt.
Your mom likes it.
You understand that in this situation.
Okay, yeah, no, I see.
Contextually, you understand the problem.
Okay, yeah. Try it one more time. Hey, dickhead, nice butt.
How did you know what I was going to say?
Because I've been living this day on a loop for the last 1,000 years.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, shit.
You just Groundhog Day it. Absolutely. Okay. Easy.
So let me hit you. Let's try it one more time. Same scenario. Hey, dickhead. You have to do the thing you just did to me.
Hey, dickhead, cool butt.
Hey, dickhead, cool butt. I knew you were going to do that because I'm also looping to the same day.
Enjoy the principal's office, boys.
Fuck.
You're both going there.
I will enjoy the principal's office because he has arcade games in there and he listens to me. Unlike you, Dad. In this scenario, my dad is also the science teacher.
And he has arcade games.
No. My dad is sending us to the principal's office because he doesn't know how to parent correctly. So he lets the principal do a lot of the work, but the principal has arcade games. And he's dating our mom now in this scenario. You and I, Griffin, are brothers too. And the principal is going to be our new stepdad. And he's cool. And we like him
a lot. He sounds fucking cool,
he's
man.
He's fucking cool as shit. Dude, he's got arcade games in his office. He listens well. He has Sonic on speed dial in this scenario. Sorry. In this scenario, Sonic is real. And he's
real. Yeah.
And our dad's being played by Jason Marsden.
Perfect. He smokes weed all the time. And so I'm talking about the principal right now, not Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog can't do drugs. Here's a cool step I want to just get to before we move on. Pretend to be in a hurry and say, I don't have time for this. So someone hits you with a, hey, dickhead, cool butt. You say, I don't have. Sorry.
You don't have to pretend to be in a hurry. Like, mortality is a thing. None of us really have time for that.
That's interesting, Travis. Maybe we figured out, like, war in general with that.
Ooh.
Really?
Okay.
I want to munch Junior.
Squad.
I want to munch Junior.
You can't sneak a Junior in
there. Welcome to Munch Squad Podcast. This is a podcast providing the latest grace of brain eating. I just want to tell you, there was a TikTok posted this week where Jake from Roll for Sandwich narrowcasted directly at me using the TikTok platform. He, in fact, said at the beginning of it, this TikTok is for Justin McElroy. If you're not Justin McElroy, scroll away. Now, let me tell you all, as a follower of his content, that was an extremely distressing TikTok to see on the bathroom toilet. I did not like to be noticed in there or recognized, but he did want to let me know that Arby's is releasing. Here's the headline. Arby's releases new horsey sauce inspired by Beyonce.
What? Inspired in what way?
Well, that's very that's extremely interesting. Trav, let me see if I can help
you out. She's in her horse period right now. I think Beyonce is her horsiest she's ever been by a pretty huge margin, I'd add.
Yeah, I just can't imagine ever trying a new version of Arby's horsey sauce and be like, you know what this reminds me of?
Right, so this is why you are so foolish and why you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have time for this.
Is because it is inspired by Beyonce. And I'm going to show you the picture of the art of the sauce. Just give me 1 second here.
The art of the sauce. Sun Tzu's.
Now.
Huh.
That's cool. Chardonnay's Arby's horsey sauce.
Chardonnay spelled with a nay, like that a
is,
horse sound.
That is Beyonce's horse, yes. Beyonce's horse named Chardonnay. Just in time for the Kentucky Derby, Arby's released
Has a horse named Chardonnay?
Chardonnay. Chardonnay's horsey sauce is a crisp, tantalizing twist on Arby's horsey sauce.
It's clear.
Subtly infused with Chardonnay flavoring for cowboys and city girls alike.
Now, it has to be Chardonnay the wine and not flavored like her horse, right?
The sauce comes
this in... This one tastes like my horse.
The sauce, it comes in a sophisticated frosted glass wine bottle and features the silhouette of a majestic horse in mid-gallop, as you two can attest
to.
It's
just a fucking clip art of a horse.
It
does kind of look like if you handed me a bottle of that white liquid and you said, this is horsey sauce, and you winked, I would be fucking pretty creeped out, actually, because that is horse semen for sure. 100%.
But I mean, to be fair, that goes for a pretty top dollar these days.
Sure, bottle beautifully like this.
I'm sure they're all gone. It costs $16 for a wine bottle of Chardonnay flavored horsey sauce. That's where we're at. Thanks capitalism. For the update. I guess you can.
I mean, I just no. This is a good. Capitalism's doing good here. Capitalism's firing on all cylinders.
Are you allowed to name something after somebody's horse? Can you just do that?
I assume they got permission
from Beyonce. You think Beyonce answers Arby's calls? Do you think when Arby calls, Beyonce picks up the phone? Do you think also that Beyonce is not going to contribute to the press release about the Arby's sauce named after her horse?
I'm listen, really struggling horse, with this, Justin.
What that horse does is their business. It's not up to me, Beyonce, the owner of the horse.
You'll have to ask them.
Ask the horse. I don't know. They have their own life.
They posted a trailer for this fucking Beyonce horse sauce to Facebook. Can I read some of the comments on there?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go down the list here. How about you just bring back the potato cakes? The Arby's experience is not the same. Couldn't care less. Bring back potato cakes. Bring back the potato cakes.
Wait, are these bring different back, comments?
Bring back the tater cakes. I'm not horsing around. Yeah, no, I mean, these are like eight. Every single comment on this is about potato cakes. No potato cakes, no peace. I don't think that's...
I got it right here so you guys can see. So, yeah.
Okay,
so
Justin, you're 100% right. Justin, because they say at the beginning, yeah, that horse...
You're right. So
that is such
saying.
A like winky, like this is unsanctioned.
This is not going to be up by the time this episode comes out. By the time this episode comes out, people are going to think we are making this up because there's no way Beyonce is going to allow this bootleg horse wine carrying the name of her precious animal.
Hey, guys, video on the Arby's channel has been viewed 313 times.
Yes, the 314th will be Miss Beyonce, and she's not going to allow
she'll
that
say,
it
I was
gone.
Listening to my favorite podcast, my brother, and me.
It'll and be gone by believe. Sundown.
Unbelievable. Hey, folks, thank you so much
and
for
also,
listening.
And also, I just want to say, sorry, Miss Beyonce, thank you so much for listening. You're,
oh
you're continuing to
support. What an honor.
Man. Yeah. That new album is good.
Yeah.
You've done it. You've really done it this time.
Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We are so happy to have you around. We hope you had a good time.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anybody else we should give our thanks to?
Next week, we've got our Vancouver and Tacoma shows. Vancouver is sold out. We still have some tickets for Tacoma, though, so make sure you get those while you can. June 21st through 23rd, we're going to be doing Kansas City, Missouri, St. Louis, and Tysons, Virginia. Get all those tickets and more information at bit.ly/McElroy Tours. Check out new merch for this month. We've got the DJ Thumb sticker designed by Lucas Hespenhide. And we got the buy three t-shirts, get one free sale, and 10% of all proceeds this month go to World Central Kitchen. So go check those out, McElroyMerch.com.
Thanks to Montaigne and for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It is a very, very good track, and I'm champing at the bit for more.
Would one of you like to read this week's wish to Fungalore?
Yeah, Griffin, why don't you do it?
I would love to. Here it comes, coming at you real hot right now. I wish my child would stop rating family farts.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.